Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. This is Mark Striegel. What's up, guys? Let's see. We are going to do strictly a talk episode today. Absolutely no music. We did a music-based episode last time. We may do another music-based episode next time. I'm gearing up to get out of here to go to Atlanta to the KISS Expo. Don't really know what to expect, but we got a table there. So if you hear this and you're going to the Expo, please drop by the Talking Metal table and say hello to myself and John Astronomy, Ace's manager. And also Emily will be there, and a buddy of mine, Ian McCurdy, who he was the guy who did the Eric Singer interview with me. Good dude. So come say hi to us. Oh, and also Robert Fleischman will be kind of at our table. I guess we're sharing a table with him. I'm not even sure how it's working. But Robert Fleischman, who sang on the first Vinnie Vincent record, who's been on Talking Metal before, and who, who was in Journey right before Steve Perry. He actually went into the studio, wrote some of those big songs, but then something happened and he was out of the band, and Steve Perry came in and re-sang his songs, including like big songs, like you know, Wheels in the Sky and stuff. Robert Fleischman, of course, has a songwriting credit on that, but we always think of it as a Steve Perry song because his magical voice is on that. But Fleischman, man, he's got a great voice too. If you don't know him, go check his work out on that first Vinnie Vincent Invasion record. Brilliant stuff. Love that record. So that's where I'll be in just a few days in Atlanta, and hope to see you guys down there. So absolutely no music on this episode. I did want to thank all the Talking Metal listeners who stepped it up. I mean, seriously, guys, wow. I mentioned that I'm unemployed. I'm still unemployed, getting a little desperate, a little freaked out. There was some negative feedback about me saying that. I'm sorry if people don't like to hear me complain, but that's what you get dealing with me on Talking Metal. I think I give you some amazing interviews, and if sometimes I share some personal info with you, you have to deal with it, because if you don't like it, you know, too bad. Go listen to another show. I could give a fuck, to be honest. Anyways, Zachary, thank you for your donation. I know you want to hear some Vinnie Vincent. Like I said, I'm not playing any music on this episode, but at some point in the future, we will get you some Vinnie Vincent Invasion. I know you want to hear Ecstasy by Vinnie Vincent. So I'm going to make a note of that, and we will play it on a future episode for you. I'm going to write it down right now, actually, so I don't forget. Whoa. Jesus. My desk is a disaster area here. I guess now that I'm unemployed, I have some time to clean out my desk. This is my home desk. All right, so Ecstasy, play. Okay, I will definitely hit that for you on another podcast. Zachary, thank you for your donation and supporting what we do here. What else I got going on here? Wanted to thank... Who else? More money coming in. God, you guys have been great. Martin. Martin. Thank you, says Martin says, cheers, Mark. Happy Christmas to you and yours. Would love to hear something from Tool. Okay, I'm going to write that one down too, Martin. Again, we're not hitting any music on this episode, but we will play you some Tool on an upcoming episode, 46 and 2. You got it. Writing all this shit down. And you say, we were talking about the Amazon UK links, but I click on support through Amazon. It takes me into .com site. Yeah, Martin, you have to, that's now fixed, by the way. If you go to the support page, it will click you down. You'll see numerous options. Just pick the Amazon UK page, okay? And you should be set. If you're still having problems, let me know. And I will hit you with that Tool track real soon. Martin's always a great supporter of what we do here. Let's see, more support. Yeah, Martin, you sent me numerous donations in the last month, so thank you. Michael Street, who I had dinner with in Nashville, with he and Michael Butler, that was a blast. Michael Street, thank you for your support. I totally appreciate that. Massive donation coming in from Andrew Miller. Dude, amazing. You set the record with this one, man. I cannot thank you enough. And it definitely helps. It definitely helps. You are absolutely incredible, Andrew Miller. Thank you. I think I've hit everybody. So thank you for those donations. Please keep them coming. Of course, the Patreon folks are just incredible. If you don't know about Patreon, I give you extra content there now. That is officially happening. If you'd like to get more of me talking, kind of a very similar vibe to this episode. I don't play any music on the bonus material that you get on Patreon. But what you need to do is go to Patreon, patreon.com/talkingmetal, and make a monthly pledge. I think the way we're doing it now is anybody who pledges $2 or more a month gets access to the exclusive content. Yeah, that's cool. We got 5 people there right now. I'd love to double that up to 10. And, man, yeah, it'd be great. I see other podcasts doing really well with this Patreon page, like, Rebel Force Radio does insane with it. Even Decibel Geek seems to be doing okay with it, a lot better than I am. So would love to get you guys on board there. My goal is to make $200 a month off the Patreon page, which honestly is about what I need to cover what I do here. So please help me with that if you can. Again, you just sign up and donate $2 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, whatever you can afford, honestly. And I will promise to give you exclusive content. It's talk only stuff. I kind of just go off on any topic. And yeah, that's the way it is. And a big thanks to all the people who are currently supporting me on Patreon. People like Mike Jones, who upped his monthly pledge. It's incredible, Mike. Thank you for that. That's really awesome. You just did that. Steve. I never know how to pronounce your last name, Steve. Hoeker? Hoeker? Let me know if I'm getting that right. But you're amazing, dude. You are so supportive of everything Talking Metal does. And I know you're a Jersey guy. We got to meet. We got to hang out. You going to the pre-show, I think you said, in Newark? Are you? I can't remember. But we got to hang out, definitely. Love to meet you, Steve. And who else do we got going on here? I'm looking for some of our other patrons. I know my friend Ralph Petrie, who's a guy I used to work with, does some supporting of us there. Dan, Metal Dan, is a guy who donates to me each month on Patreon. That's awesome, Dan. This is John Bovary. Am I saying that right, John? John Bovary is one of the other guys hitting me with a $2 a month pledge. I appreciate that, John. That's awesome. I don't take that for granted. And again, Ralph Petrie, a guy I used to work with. I don't even know if Ralph listens to this show, but he is supporting what we do. Ralph, do you listen to the show? Shoot me an email. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, and let me. Wow. That was weird. A little echo. I'm not sure what happened there. Technical difficulties. Yeah. I was just saying, Ralph, if you do listen to the show, I'd love to hear from you. I know you're out in San Francisco now, kind of in, you know, the new era of your life. I hope you're doing well. I miss you, man. And man, we used to do some great work together. Remember Barbie Theater, VH1 Legends, all that great stuff. I miss those days. And I hope you're doing well. I really do miss you, Ralph. Thanks for your support of Talking Metal. Okay, so right now, what we're going to do is get into some of you guys, your calls. So, Leo, man, you send me so many great voicemails, and you are a big part of today's show. Leo from Alaska. Let's check him out.
Hey, Mark, it's Leo from Alaska. I tried to leave a message a while ago. I emailed you about it. I was just listening to some Joy Division and Swans and saying
cool.
How much I love those dudes, both those bands. I'm really into Doom. Neither of those are Doom bands, but they're really been influential on the Doom theme and just kind of have a similar vibe. But called to say I've been using the Amazon links religiously.
Awesome.
All
thank
caught
you.
Caught up on the shows. I'm listening to 704 and 705 tonight, and then I'll be all caught up. It's really cool you played Neon Nights a while back. That's like my all-time favorite song, Neon Nights by Black Sabbath. I actually have a tattoo of the lyric Blessed by the Night from that song on there. And what prompted me to send you the Sleep and Earth vinyl was...
thank you for that, by the way.
And loving what you do is you played Dragon Time by Vitus several episodes back, and that just by St. Vitus, and I just thought that was cool as heck. Some random stuff. You got an Animal Magnetism postcard in the mail. Animal Magnetism, my favorite Scorpions album by far. Love it. Just it's incredible. And I heard you saying on an episode a little while back that Ride the Lightning versus instead of Master of Puppets, like most people, was your favorite Metallica album. To me, too. Nothing touches Ride the Lightning. That's by far my favorite Metallica album. And Kiss Alive, of course. Bought that when I was 6 years old. That's by far my favorite Kiss album. Nothing comes close to that to me. And you said something similar on one of your episodes recently. Yeah, that's what got me into rock and roll when I was six, when I first bought Kiss Alive. And by the way, with Kiss, my three favorite Kiss albums for the longest time were Alive, Rock and Roll Over, and Destroyer. But over the past maybe 5 or 10 years, I've moved Alive's still my favorite. But Hotter Than Hell is by far my favorite studio album. I think it's what every single song just...
Whoops. Yeah, so you got cut off there, Leo. I'm going to get to your next call that you followed it right up with. Yeah, but as far as Ride the Lightning versus Master of Puppets go, those are the two best Metallica records. The thing, and in some ways, people are like, well, maybe Master... is more the masterpiece. And I get that. I honestly do. However, and people, a lot of kids who are young, they don't understand this because there's this whole idea that thrash evolved, that all these bands simultaneously made thrash and it all came to evolved into this form of music and everyone was contributing to this cause where... I got to tell you, when it comes to thrash, I'm not an evolutionary guy. I'm more of a creationist, to use you know the Adam and Eve type of thing. I honestly believe that Ride the Lightning changed everything. You know, people are like, well, what about Slayer and Exodus and this band and that band all doing, you know, Possessed and all these other bands doing? Well, I guess Possessed came after, probably after. After Ride the Lightning. You know, Anvil and Anthrax. And Overkill and all these bands. No. And I love all those bands. I do. But the thing is... everything changed. Everything changed after Ride the Lightning. The way Slayer sounded, you know, the way Exodus sounded. Everything was different after that. That record changed everything. And I think that history has painted things quite differently, that you know, all these bands happen to be doing this type of music all at the same time. And it kind of just evolved, you know, but if you really go back and listen, I command you to listen to anything that came before Ride the Lightning. Show me something that sounds like that record. Even Kill 'Em All, that doesn't sound like Ride the Lightning. Ride the Lightning changed everything. And that is why it's one of my favorite records. I was a kid during this time. I put that record on. There was nothing like that ever before that. And I was pretty, I had a, you know, I was 14 years old or whatever, but maybe 13, I can't remember. But I had a pretty, at that young age, I had a pretty good ear to the ground of what was going on. That record changed everything, my friends. Sure, there was punk stuff. Sure, there was, you know, bands that were Accept and, you know, with Restless and Wild and Fast as a Shark and all this stuff. Yeah, sure, there was stuff that was heavy. But listen to the guitar sound on Ride the Lightning and just the basic format, the way it starts with that, you know, mellow acoustic style guitar, and then it goes into Fight Fire with Fire, the last song on side one, Fade to Black. I mean, all that stuff. No one was doing anything even close to that. And the history books are wrong, man. Everyone has this thing everyone evolved together. No, Slayer's great, but listen, they dramatically changed after Ride the Lightning came out. Metallica invented the shit, man. I mean, really, really, what they did with that record, their second record, was just mind-blowing. And love to hear your opinions. I know people disagree with me. Obviously, the historians do. But Leo, sorry you got cut off there. Let me pull in your next call there. I'm going to give the number out in a minute. I want to hear from you guys. Hold on.
Hey, this is Leo. I got cut off, so this is the follow-up. Hopefully,
yeah, sorry.
I was saying my current three favorite Kiss albums are Still Alive, number one, Hotter Than Hell, and then the first Kiss album, the self-titled. Both those albums are incredible. I really kind of like the 70s Kiss, the early Kiss. And then I was going to say, I was watching Dio live in Holland in Philadelphia, two different sets called the We Rock DVD by Dio. I think it's the only one with Vivian Campbell on guitar. Two great live sets, one from Holy Diver and one from Last in Line Tours, I believe. But I was going to say, Vivian Campbell back then had the widest guitar stance ever. Wider than Johnny Ramone. He's like almost in the Chinese split touching the floor.
Right.
And then also I was going to tell you, like, you guys like, you know, like Eddie Van Halen, a lot of guitar players make a lot of expressions when they play guitar. Gary Moore has the most expressive guitar face ever. If you look at any Gary Moore videos, live ones, when he's playing, he wrenches and twists his face with every extreme bend he does on his Les Pauls or Strats that he plays with. But anyways, I'll let you go. Like I said, using the Amazon links religiously. Love the show.
Thank you.
704 and 705, and then I'll be caught up. And this is a side note. You saw the very first Heaven and Hell show at Radio City on their first tour, and I saw the last one at Irvine Meadows with my son. So anyways, doom or be doomed, brother. Take it easy. And I'll be calling back later, probably in November, with my top 10 favorite albums of the year. Have a good night.
Awesome, man. Leo from Alaska. Whoa. Oh, not sure what that was. Leo, thank you. Let's see. I feel like there's another one from you here. I got a bunch of from Leo. Let me just play this. I don't know what the hell this is.
Hey, it's Leo again. I'm listening to the Ram Jam Cut You're Playing. This is like, whenever I hear this is like the ultimate like stoner rock track and majorly influential on that genre of music too, by the way. And coincidentally, I'm vaping some legal Alaskan cannabis up here.
Oh,
and,
good.
Enjoying a little Jim Beam Black on the side. But take it easy, brother.
Yeah, the vaping stuff, I'm not really a smoker, but been fascinating by that. A friend of mine does like the vanilla strawberry milkshake vaping stuff. It smells so delicious. But cannabis vaping, cool. Leo, you're the man. I totally appreciate all the support you've given this show through the years. You're the best. Let's get to Jerry from Long Island.
Hey, what's up, Mark? It's Jerry from Long Island. Still here. just busy going to all these shows. Caught the Trivium Arch Enemy show.
Cool.
Britt Floyd show. Just saw Dream Theater. Already got my ticket to see Priest in the 11th row on the Richie Faulkner side. And right
nice.
Now I'm drinking a Trooper, the Hallowed version. Just came out. Tons of new music. The new Live Maiden album is out. Sabbath Live. I was wondering if you could play the live version of Waking the Demon from My Valentine. See you, dude.
All right, man, I'm going to write that down, and we'll get it on another episode. What is it? Leaking the Demon by Bullet for My Valentine? Leaking the Demon. Not doing any music on this show, Jerry, but we will get that on for you. Bullet for My Valentine. I believe one of their first interviews ever, by the way, was Talking Metal. Many years ago. Probably like a decade ago. All right, or more at this point. Cool. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry and Leo call me a lot, but you other guys don't. I would love to get some more calls from you. Let me give you the number. It is, let's see here, Talking. I should have it memorized by now, but I don't. TalkingMetal.com is the website, guys. That takes you strictly to the Talking Metal material. If you're interested in checking out some of my other stuff, such as the Mark and Mitch show that I do, or Metal Raps, or Talking Rock, you can go to TalkingRock.net. But TalkingMetal.com or TalkingRock.net, they both work, and that gets you all the content. That's where the Amazon links are and all that good stuff. So the phone number, which I pay for this line, and no one's freaking using it, so maybe I'll just kill it. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you guys, though, because I really do like getting the voicemails. I think they're entertaining. And I don't know. I don't know if you guys like hearing them, but please leave me a message. 973-757-1917. Again, that's 973-757-1917. Also, check out Talking Metal on Instagram or the Twitter accounts, which are at Talking Metal or at Striegel. And again, there's the PayPal account, which is always great to support what we do here. That's paypal.me/Mark Striegel. My name is spelled M-A-R-K. The last name is S-T-R-I-G-L. And of course, you can use the Amazon links when you're on the site. But leave me a message. Pick up the phone right now. Call me. I'll play it on the show. 973-757-1917. Let me know what's on your mind. All right, cool. Let's get to more calls from Leo. This is a Leo from Alaska heavy show. We're heavy on the Leo. Here we go. Let me pull these in. Boom, boom, boom. And Leo, I'm sorry you keep getting cut off, man. I don't know why that's happening.
Hey, Mark, it's Leo from Alaska. Happy holidays. Real quick, I'll leave you my top five heavy rock or heavy metal albums of the year.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Probably the best couple of cuts or one or two cuts off of each of them, in my
cool.
opinion. Number five, Electric Wizard, Wizard Bloody Wizard. Favorite song on there is Hear the Silent Screams.
Cool.
Number four would be Beastmaker out of Sacramento, California. It's called
Don't know
Inside
them.
The Skull. Kind of a classic doom, you know, classic doom band, kind of in the vein of Sabbath and Vitus and Pentagram.
Nice.
Favorite song on that, Sick Sick Demon. Blackfinger, number three, When Colors Fade Away. That's Eric Wagner from Trouble and the Skull fame. One of his new bands, along with the Skull, he's touring with both of those bands at separate times and playing with both of them. Favorite two songs, besides Still Water and Waiting for the Sun. Number two would be the industrial metal band Godflesh, their album Post Self. I
cool.
refer it to their last one from about 2014 called The World Lit by Fire, but a Post-Self I think is even better. Favorite songs being No Body and Mortality Sorrow. Then my favorite heavy rock or heavy metal album of the year would be The Obsessed Sacred. Wino from, this is his original main band, The Obsessed. He's also been with St. Vitus, of course, on a lot of their classic releases. And several other bands, Spirit Caravan, several others. But The Obsessed Sacred from Relapse Records, my favorite songs were three of them, Haywire, Razor Wire, and Be the Night. All awesome. I got to see them along with The Obsessed, Weed Eater, Primitive Man, Fatso Jetson, and Karma to Burn, a bunch of like doom and stoner and sludge and heavy psych.
Oh, you got cut off again. I'm sorry, Leo. I need to learn more about the Obsessed. Everything I hear by them, I like, but they're just one of those bands I never really experienced. So my mission is to educate myself to the Obsessed.
It's Leo. I got cut off. That's why.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I tried to leave the top five instead of the top 10 favorite albums of the year. But real quick, saw Obsessed and Weed Eater and several other bands following up from the last call in Portland and Seattle. April of this year was incredible. But a non-metal honorable mention for me would be Ulver from Norway. Kind of a, you know, they're a, I guess, what, like experimental kind of avant-garde band.
Don't know them.
But they started out as a Norwegian black metal band, but years since they've been doing that. The Assassination of Julius Caesar, probably my favorite album of the year, but not metal, but metal people and heavy rock people and stoner psych people buy their stuff, and they're kind of in that bailiwick, but like I said, no longer really a metal band, but incredible album. And then stuff I bought that was, I bought the three albums that Lemmy was on by Hawkwind, Doremi, Fosfo, Tito, Hall of the Mountain Grill, and Warrior on the Edge of Time. All three incredible albums. And Doremi, Fosfo, Tito has the song The Watcher, which was on the first Motorhead album. And Lost Johnny is on Hall of the Mountain Grill, which was also on the first Motorhead album. And then the song Motorhead was a single that was released at the same time, basically, as Warrior on the Edge of Time. All really cool stuff. Well, anyways, happy holidays. Hope they don't get cut off again here. Doom or be doomed. And take it easy, my brother.
Doom or be doomed.
I'm about five episodes behind, but I'm going to catch up this weekend on your amazing podcast. Thanks a lot for everything. Take it easy.
Man, isn't Leo the best? That guy goes deep. These cuts he's given us, it's a lot to digest. I was writing down some of the stuff he was saying. I'm going to be checking out that music. You always suggest great music. Yeah, Hawkwind, you know, I read Lemmy's book, and he goes deep into the history of Hawkwind in his book, which is The White Lines Fever, I believe it's called, from 2002. I only just read that book this past year. It's a great read. And the Hawkwind stuff is really interesting. You know, he was very hurt that they booted him out of that band, and he was very content being in that band, but we may have never gotten Motorhead if that thing had never happened. So there you go. And Motorhead, obviously very different from Hawkwind, but interesting. I need to educate myself to so much of the so many of the bands you were throwing out there. But the Obsessed, you know, the few songs I've heard by them, I freaking love. So I'm just an idiot. I need to get more into those guys. And that's my mission, to learn more about that band. And you're inspiring me to do so, Leo. So thank you so much. And I guess that's probably going to do it. I feel like there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to hop on the phone with Victor Ruiz from the Mars Attacks podcast to do an episode of Talking Metal in about 10 minutes, so I should probably wrap this up. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. You can tune out now if you want, because this is just blatant self-promotion. To take us out, one thing I'm trying to get into is voiceover work. And I recently completed my voiceover reel, which kind of compiled things from the last 5 years that I had done voiceover on. And so I'm just going to play that. And if anyone out there is looking for someone to do voiceover work for them, I'm the guy, okay? And you can check out my my reel. You can reach me at Striegelmark@gmail, Striegelmark. And I'd love to voice your commercial, your podcast intro, whatever you want. But this is my voiceover reel to take us out. It's a kind of a demo reel of my voice and how it could potentially work for your advertisements or podcasts or whatever you want. I'm available for hire for voiceover work as of right now. All right, cool. Guys, thank you. And thanks for all your support. Thanks for the phone calls. Please call me, all right? I want to get your messages. All right, here we go. The voiceover reel.
Sometimes you need to get yourself and your family out of the house. And that's exactly when you should get into the Honda CR-V. you can go camping or take a holiday. And with the cell phone integration, it can also easily be a mobile office. The fold-down seats give you room for just about anything. It's striking, stylish, and just the right size. Come down to Planet Honda on Route 22 in Newark, New Jersey for a test drive. The new Honda CR-V, list price $23,500. That's a whole lot of car. The new Honda CR-V, built for a lifetime of memories.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Get ready for a ride through space and time as we turn the pages of the diary. My name is Mark Striegel, and this is the History of Oz. Oz Date, 1974, Friday.
I don't give a about this camera, the people, or what the they think about me.
Now that marriage boot camp is heating up,
I don't know how to be your puppet anymore.
Everyone is breaking down. And we mean everyone.
You're ruining me. Do you know what it feels like to be me right now? Do you know how much work I have to do for you? You're gonna walk away from me now?
The episode that pushed the house over the edge. Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars. Friday at 9 on WeTV. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z. Molson Canadian presents Heavy Montreal, August 7th, 8th, and 9th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau, featuring Slipknot, Faith No More, Korn, and Mastodon. 3 full days of rock and metal with Lamb of God, Iggy Pop, Fozzy, Lita Ford, and many more. Festival passes on sale now. For the full festival lineup, visit HeavyMontreal.com, presented by Eventco.